the processional hymn 584, Jesus Calls Us, or the Tumult of Our Life's Wild, Restless Sea. Welcome to our service on this first Sunday after Trinity. We enter, after the various seasons of the year, a period of ordinary time. Our service this morning will be the order of Holy Communion, beginning with the opening greeting on page 201. Grace, mercy and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Jesus said, remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us therefore confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father.
Strength of all those who put their trust in you, mercifully accept our prayers, and because through our weakness and the weakness of our mortal nature, we can do no good thing without you, grant us the help of your grace, that in the keeping of your commandments, we may please you both in will and deed, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
The Old Testament reading is from the book Genesis, chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Abram took his wife Sarah and his brother's son Lot, and all the possessions that they had gathered, and the persons whom they had acquired in Haran. And they set forth to go to the land of Canaan. When they had come to the land of Canaan, Abram passed through the land to the place at Shechem, to the oak of Morah. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." So he built there an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. From there he moved on to the hill country on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent, with Bethel to the west and Ai to the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord and invoked the name of the Lord. And Abram journeyed on by stages towards the Negev. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 4, beginning at verse 13. For the promise that he would inherit the world did not come to Abram or to his descendants through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. If it is the adherents of the law who are to be the heirs, faith is null and the promise is void. For the law brings wrath, but where there is no law, neither is there violation. For this reason, it depends on faith, in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his descendants, not only to the adherents of the law, but also to those who share the faith of Abraham. For he is the father of all of us. As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations, in the presence of the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. Hoping against hope, he believed that he would become the father of many nations, according to what was said, so numerous shall your descendants be. He did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body, which was already as good as dead, for he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb. No distrust made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, being fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. Therefore, his faith was reckoned to him as righteousness. Now the words it was reckoned to him were written not for his sake alone, but for ours also. It will be reckoned to us who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was handed over to death for our trespasses and was raised for our justification. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
From Thanks and Praise, the gradual hymn 174, Your Words to Me Are Life and Health.
Hear the gospel of our Savior Christ according to St. Matthew, chapter 9, verses 9 to 13 and 18 to 26.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. And as he sat at dinner in the house, many tax collectors and sinners came and were sitting with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when he heard this, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners." While he was saying these things to them, suddenly a leader of the synagogue came in and knelt before him, saying, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live." And Jesus got up and followed him with his disciples. Then suddenly a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his cloak. For she said to herself, "If I only touch his cloak, I will be made well." Jesus turned, and seeing her, he said, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well." And instantly the woman was made well. When Jesus came to the leader's house and saw the flute players and the crowd making a commotion, he said, "Go away, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. But when the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl got up. And the report of this spread throughout that district. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanian, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. It is, of course, a familiar list of names. It's a list we have probably heard since days in primary school or Sunday school. It's a list where a detail may easily pass unnoticed. Matthew mentions the occupation of only one of the 12, his own, Matthew the tax collector. The reference makes a statement about why Matthew was among the 12. It makes a statement about his faith. Matthew wasn't attracted by the idea of being religious. There were plenty of religious groups around if he had wanted to be religious. Far from suddenly being a potential convert for the devout Jews, Matthew was despised by them. The Pharisees looked on Matthew as being amongst the worst in their society. Matthew wasn't attracted by any material things that Jesus might have to offer. To start with, Jesus had no material wealth to offer anyone. But Matthew wasn't interested in such things anyway. He had tried money and wealth, and he had found they had left his life empty. Matthew throws over his former life, not for religious or material reasons, but because he believes that in Jesus he has found true life. He believes that no matter what might happen to him, there can be nothing in the world more important than following this man from Galilee. The simplest of decisions, to realize that no matter how much he accumulates, in the end it counts for nothing. In the end, his wealth and his power are worthless. The simplest of decisions, and also the hardest of decisions, wealth and success wheedle their way into our affections. They make us believe that they are the most important, that we cannot be happy without them. Matthew realized he had been deceived. Money had not bought happiness or love. Our society is full of people like Matthew, looking for meaning and purpose. And like Matthew, they look at the church and see not followers of Jesus, but people who more often resemble the Pharisees, with rules and regulations and a suspicion of anyone who does not conform. When it comes to the crunch point in life, rules and regulations are of no more use than money and power. At the sharp moments, the painful moments, the moments when life seems utterly barren and beyond of meaning, the only one who offers anything is the man from Nazareth. Paul writes that we possess nothing, yet if we have Jesus, we have everything. Matthew would have been the most hard-hearted of men. He wants his readers to know that he was a tax collector, and yet he realized all that he had amounted to nothing. So he threw aside his wealth and power in order to have everything. Anyone who has followed this far will have realized that their faith has endured many challenges. But that faith does not depend upon religious people or material possessions. It depends upon Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Page 205, we affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, one being with the Father. Through him all things were made, and for our salvation he came down from heaven by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and we look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. Lord of your people, your Spirit came to the disciples through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Bless your disciples today with the same gift, following the same Master, that we may find fullness of life in him and serve him with joy and power all our days. We pray for this diocese and for David, our bishop. We pray for this group of parishes. Renew your church in holiness and help us to serve you with joy. May we ourselves show the world your word through our actions and know that you are always with us. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of creation, you are the fount and source of all authority and wisdom. Hear our prayer for Charles, our king, as he celebrates his official birthday later this week. May your wisdom sustain him, and may your love strengthen him in serving you, our country, and the Commonwealth with integrity and faithfulness. Give to the parliaments and legislative assemblies in these islands insight and skill, imagination and energy. Grant that in this changing world, the nations may be renewed in mutual understanding, affection and respect, that all may live in peace, truth, and prosperity. We pray in particular for Ukraine, Sudan, and the Middle East. On this Royal Ulster Constabulary George Cross Day, we give thanks for the dedication to duty and remember the sacrifices of the men and women who served in all ranks of the RUC during its long years of service to the people of Northern Ireland. We pray for those who continue to serve the community in the police service of Northern Ireland, the Royal Irish Regiment, and the armed services. Help us by thought and deed constantly to encourage them in the faithful discharge of their calling. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of our relationships, comfort and sustain the communities in which we live and work. Preserve us from civil strife and sectarian division. Break down the barriers of fear, hostility, and misunderstanding, and prosper all endeavors that make for stability in our communities. Help us to love our neighbors as ourselves. Grant that our shared roots may feed a joyful future, which will nourish the nations of the world with the fruits of forgiveness. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of all healing, relieve and protect those who are sick and suffering, especially those who have any particular need. strengthen in them the gift of faith, and may the light of hope shine in our hearts. Deliver all who know danger, violence, or oppression, and give them the assurance of your unchanging love and unfailing companionship. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of eternity, bind us together with your Holy Spirit in communion with all your people who, having confessed the faith, have died in the peace of Christ. We entrust ourselves and one another and our whole life to you, Lord God, and come with all your people to the joys of your eternal kingdom. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Christ is our peace. He has reconciled us to God in one body by the cross. We meet in his name and share his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Give the Lord the glory due to his name. Enter his courts with an offering. The offertory hymn 418. Hear, O my Lord, I see thee face to face.
Thank you.
Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. We follow the third communion prayer on page 216. At the appropriate time, the words of the Holy, Holy, Holy may be found in the inset at the back of the prayer book. Let us pray. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ, you shared our life that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us who know our need of grace, one in Christ, our risen Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise, and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and singing, to you, our God, for your gift beyond words. Amen. 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 As our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. Amen. Draw near with faith, receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Of Christ to keep you in eternal life. Eternal Father, we thank you for nourishing us with these heavenly gifts. May our communion strengthen us in faith, build us up in hope, and make us grow in love for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Sunday next, the second Sunday after Trinity, is Children's Day, and our annual Children's Day service and prize distribution will take place then at 10 o'clock. The preacher will be Mr. Andrew McClelland, our newly appointed diocesan youth officer. Light refreshments will be served afterwards in the parochial hall in support of Christian Aid. And I do encourage parishioners generally to come in support of our young people on their day, and also to welcome our new diocesan youth officer. Looking ahead to the following week, Wednesday the 17th of June from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. there'll be the Anna Hilt Wednesday Club end of season party, and also members of the Mothers Union and friends are invited to their outing, which this year takes place to Fernhill Cottage Gardens. That will be on the following day, Thursday the 18th of June, meeting here at the hall at 6:10 p.m., 10 past 6 in the evening. Both events would need to be, shall we say, booked, so preferably, if you could do that, by the 10th of this month, that would be very helpful. The recessional hymn on the sheet provided, Church of God, Elect and Glorious.
Thank you.
love and serve the Lord